So as you heard, the topic tonight should be finding inspiration in the age of information. Quite a topic and quite a task. This is indeed the info age. The free flow of information, such a massive volume of information, has been a blessing to humanity in many fields. In medicine, in the sciences, in commerce, in the business world, to the Haredi community, to people like us, to observant Jews, medaktikim b'mitzvahs, this is a tremendous challenge. There's a challenge which we have to stand up to. Gone are the days in which we could insulate our homes entirely from every external influence. Gone are the days in which we could determine exactly what our children will see or hear. We no longer have the means to totally regulate what our children will think. And this is a tremendous challenge. Making our children so happy, inspired, and fulfilled that they develop no temptation to stray beyond the borders of our homes, of our sanctuaries, of our Botei Mikdosh Ma'at. We are approaching the end of Sefer Bereishis, and in this week's parsha, the story of Yosef and the Shvotim continues to develop. Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, the great Rosh Hashiva, has a very famous mamar about the Torah of Shem V'Eivor. Yaakov Avinu, on his way to Lavan's home, stops for 14 years B'Beis Shem V'Eivor. And Chazal teach us that those 14 years were dedicated to Talmud Torah, learning in the great yeshiva of Shem V'Eivor. And Rabbi Yankov used to ask, is there anything wrong with the Torah of Yitzchok Ovinu? He was probably a far greater Rosh Hashiva than Shem V'Eivor. In Yomid Av Chofches, Chazal say, Avraham Zoken V'Yoshev V'Yeshiva, Yankov Zoken V'Yoshev V'Yeshiva, Yankov's father Yitzchok Zoken V'Yoshev V'Yeshiva, they were probably the greatest authorities of Torah in Kedusha in their time. So why does Yankov have to go learn in the yeshiva of Shem V'Eivor when he has learned? Probably Yankov is the Talmud Muvak of Yitzchok ben Avraham. And in a later stage, when Yosef's brothers envied Yosef, Chazal say, Bar Chakim hu lei, ben Zikunim hu lo, Yankov taught Yosef everything he learned in the yeshiva of Shem V'Eivor. Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky used to go on and ask, why didn't he teach those same principles, those same chidushim, the same Torah, why didn't he teach his other children? Why was that unique and given over only to Yosef HaTzadik? And the explanation, the great Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, was a great privilege and schis to me to know him, and to hear many of Pnine Chochmosoi. And he used to suggest, by Yitzchok, Yankov learned how to be a Yid Tzivishin Yid. By Shem V'Eva, he had to learn, going to Lavan's home, how to be a Yid Tzivishin Goyim. Yitzchok's yeshiva was Kulei Kodesh, in a guarded environment, in the home of Yitzchok Ovinu, in the home of Avraham, in the home of Yankov. That is all they needed to know. The Torah of our Avos, the Torah of Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yankov. Yankov feels going to a totally different environment, a totally different set, a different community. In the house of Lavan, there is more he needs to know. And that is when he goes to learn B'Beis Shem V'Eivor. Shem V'Eivor grew in a different age, in a different environment, in a different time. it is there that he has to learn how to be. A Haredi Jew, God-observant and God-fearing in a Gentile environment, in a different area, in a different community. Yaakov saw no need to teach that Torah to Shivteika, but Yaakov sees Beruach Kodesh. Yosef is on his way to Eretz Mitzrayim. He is the one that needs to know the Torah of Shem V'yeva. And the challenge of our times is teaching the Torah of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov with the touch of the Torah of Shem V'yeva. Having our children, our youth inspired in such a time is a tremendous challenge. What is a Jewish home? How does it have to be? A Jewish home could be a fortress with a moat around its walls, thick walls like a fortress which are impenetrable from the outside. Some think a Jewish home should be like a tent on an open field, open for everyone, like the oil of Avraham Avinu. Everybody had place in Avraham Avinu's tent. There were times in which we could build fortresses. Fortresses could keep attackers at bay. But even fortresses don't keep ideas and thoughts, definitely not in our time. We shall not build tents. We do have to try our utmost, our very best, to determine what our children see, hear, read, and in no way do I mean to indicate that that isn't incumbent upon us. But there is a Gemara in Psochem Daf Pehei, which I suggest an interesting pshat, and I know it's Bederach Drash, but these are basic truths. When the Gemara discusses the Beis HaMikdash, in Psochem Pehei, the Gemara says, Loi ka Avraham shekoroi har. Avraham Avinu called the Beis HaMikdash a har, a mountain. Lo ki Yitzchok shekoroi soda. Elo ki Yaakov shekoroi bayis. V'libi yoimali. One of the drachim in Talmud Torah's drash, one of the Shivim Ponim Torah, one of the basic drachim. Every Jewish home could be and should be a Beis Mikdosh Ma'at, every Beis HaKnesses, every Beis HaMedrash. In Megillah Daf Chof Tes and Medalav Chazal say, Ehilohem leMikdosh Ma'at b'kol mokom asher bo usham u'ela boto knesiyas v'boto medrashu shebabavol. Rashi in Daf Nun Heyom Edveze Masechta Shabbos, Rashi says, Ad sheloi nivno oyel moyed. Until the Beis Mikdash was built, Hoysu Hashchina Shoiro Be'ohalei Tzadikin. There is a Shchina, Hashoas Hashchina, in every Jewish home. Every Jewish home can be and shall be a Mikdash Ma'at. So when Chazal discuss what the Beis Mikdash was, that discussion is relevant to every Mikdash Ma'at. Avraham Koroi Har, like a fortress built on the top of a hill. Yitzchak Koroi Soda, like a tent erected on an open field. Elo Ki Yaakov Shekoroi Bayis, a home, neither a fortress nor a tent, but a home. That is what a Jewish home should be. A home with warmth and simcha and love and a passion for Yiddishkeit. Yaakov Avinu was the only of the Avos who Chazal say, Hoiso mitosoi shleimo. Avraham was zoiche to Yitzchak, but he also had Yishmael. Yitzchak was zoiche to Yaakov, but he also had an Esav. Yaakov Avinu was the first and the only one of the others that had Yud Beis Shiftei Ka. And we find in Chazal and in Targum Yonis that Yankov was terrified till the last of his days. Shemu yesh belibchem al HaKadosh Baruch. Before Yankov closes his eyes and he's dovik boilem esel yoinem, Yankov asks his children assembled around his bed, Shemu yesh belibchem al HaKadosh Baruch. And they say, Shema Yisrael Ovinu, Kishem She'ein Belibchu Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Belibi, Belibeinu Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echot. And it's a lengthy discussion. We don't have that much time tonight. But in Zohar, and also in Targum Unkelus, we get a deep understanding about Yaakov Avinu's feeling. Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok and Yankov were to be metaken the pgam of Odom Arishin, which Lefi HaZohar was in Gimel Averes Chamures Shebetoyra Bederech Min Adrochim Ba'oifin Min Oifanim. Avraham Avinu had Yishmael. Yishmael is Shotuv Ba'arayis. Yankov had, Yitzchok had an Esav who was a Shoifach Damim. Yankov was terrified that he should have someone of his children, that Cholila will be pushed over the fence in the area of Avodah Zorah. Those are Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zorah. And that is why before passing away, before he is Nistalak L'Shmei Moroim, he asks, His Shavotim, Shemu Yesh Belibchem al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they say no. Avraham was Chesed, Yitzchok was Avoida, Yankov was Torah. Ishtam Yoishev Aholim. Chesed, Gevura Teferes, in Kabbalah, are Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yankov. And the Gemara says in Bruchas Dafnun Ches, Teferes, Ematim Torah. When the tikkun is brought about with Torah, no one has to be pushed over the fence. No one has to be thrown out of the house. Yankov is the first of the others. That is zoicha mitoso shleimo. And maybe it is because Avraham korei har, like a fortress on top of a mountain. Yitzchak korei soda, Yankov korei bayis. That is the key. Having a bias with so much happiness, gratification, fulfillment, so much love and so much inspiration. Only such a home would enhance and would ensure that our children would follow in our footsteps. We are approaching Hanukkah. Tomorrow night, we all will light the first net of Chanukah. Chazal speak about Galus Yavon. Did it ever occur to you, what is Galus Yavon? The Yavonim didn't send the Jews into Galus, out of Eretz Yisrael. No one was expelled from Eretz Yisrael by the Yavonim. It was a struggle in Eretz Yisrael. Why would that be called Galus Yavon? The Yavonim did not destroy the Beis Hamikdash. What they did do, Chazal teach us, Yud Gimel Pertus. They breached the walls of the Beis Hamikdash, 13 different places. Why 13? They did not destroy the Klei Mikdash, but rather, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Ba'u ba'pritzim v'chililoho. They desecrated the kelim. They did not burn the shemen. Tim'u kol hashmanim. They impurified the shmanim. Why didn't they burn the heichel? Why didn't they just destroy the klei mikdash? Why didn't they burn the shmanim if they didn't want the Jews to perform their avodah in Beis Hamikdash? The Gzeir of the Yavonim was Golus in Eretz Yisrael. not Chorben of the Beis Mikdash, but Chorben within the Beis Mikdash. The Yevonim, in that time, were a people, a nation that cherished wisdom, philosophy, thought, aesthetics, but not emunah. And they demanded from Klal Yisrael, that was the Mahalach of the Avonim and the Misyavnim, you want to keep on doing the Avodah? Go ahead. But without the Kedusha, without the Tahara, without the spark, without the uniqueness, and without the feeling of being a chosen people, you are just like all the others. You want to go on with your Avodah? Do it. But with Shem and Toma, with desecrated Kalim, Kisvu lochem al keren ashor she'ein lechem chelek belokei Yisrael. Which shor? Why on the horn of an axe? Why not some other place? What is the significance, keren hashor? And what is this shor behei hayediyah? Libi yoimali. I have no source, just my basic feeling. The Medrash says in Parshas Vayikra, Shor is Rosh L'Kol HaKorbonos. The Yevonim say, you want to go about with your sacrifice? Keep on sacrificing those axes, those animals. But Kisvu Al Keren HaShor She'en Lechem Chelik Be'elokei Yisrael. You aren't Chelkoi V'Nachlosoi as you claim. You aren't the chosen people. You are just like all the others. Everybody has his ceremonies, his sacrifices. Those Yud Gimel Pertus were connected Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuno. The Rambam formulated Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuno. But those are probably Aloha Lamoishe Messina. Not truly a Chiddush of the Rambam. Those were the Yud Gimel Pertus that the Yevonim breached in the Chaimah of the Beis Amin. One of the most basic questions in the sugya of Chanukah, as probably most of you know, is the shala of the Chacham Tzvi. What was the need for the Nes of Pach HaShemen, Tumah Hutah B'Tzibur? When you don't have any pure Shemen, you could use Shemen Tomei. My feeling is they could use Shemen Tomei. But then the Yevonim would have the upper hand, because that was their wish. Go ahead and lighting the candles, but do it with Shem and Toma. Go ahead and sacrificing your oxen, but Kisvu al keren ashor she'en lechem chelek belokei Yisrael. And the struggle of the Chashmonaim was on the purity, on Shem and Tohoyo, on the Kedusha, on the Tahara, and the passion of our avoid. Total devotion and total dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Torah, to Kiyum HaMitzvot, and to Avodas HaMikdash. And as we said, every home is a Mikdosh Mat. And even Liachar Shechorav Beis Mikdoshenu V'Sifroteinu, the Pnimiyas HaAvodah is with us in every corner of the world, in any Beis Medrash, in any Beis Knesset, and in every Jewish home. The whole avoid of the Beis Hamikdash centers about three basic kelim: the menorah, the mizbeach, and the shulchan. All the other kelim in Beis Hamikdash were supplementary kelim. Those are the basics, and the day-to-day avoid centers about those three kelim. And it is very clear from many sources, in Bavli, in Yerushalmi, and in Midrash Chazal, each of these three central kelim of the Beis HaMikdash is connected one of the basics of Yiddishkeit: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilus Chasadim. Al Shloishet Dvarim Olam Oimed. The menorah symbolizes Torah. Ki Ner Mitzvah VeTorah Or. That is how we understand the Gemara on Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel. Harogil b'ner havin lei b'nin talmidei chachomim shenemar ki ner mitzvah v'toyra or. The Netziv in his magnificent Sefer Chumash in Hemek Dov and Parshas Tetzaveh explains that the Torah not only is symbolized by the menorah, but the menorah is mashpia Torah. And the same refers to the mizbeach, which is yesod hu avoido. All our tefillahs, and we all remember the Gemara in Tanas of Beis Medalef, Eizahu avoido shebelev zu tefillah. Tefillah is termed by Chazal as the avoida of one's heart. And in Brochas Dav Chav Vav Med Beis, tefillah is tachas korbonos tiknu. Tefillahs come to fill in the avoida of korbonos, a substitute to the korbonos. Shachris is keneged tomet shel shachar, mincha tomet shel beinu arbayim, tefillas aves rishus keneged eivorim vepidorim, which they were maktio balaylo. So obviously the mizbeach is amoid u avoida. Mizbech haktoires has some special mysterious kesha with tefillas mincha. Tikoin tefilosi ktoires lefonecho masas kapai mincha azorev. The Shulchan is the Yesod of Gemilas Chasadim. Those were in jeopardy in the times of the Avonim. Not the actual performance, not the actual ceremony, but the Pnimius, the Kiddush, the Tahara, the Amuna, which is symbolized in the Beis HaMikdash. And that was the Ness of Chanukah. That at the end of the day, the Avodah was performed with purity. Pach shemen tohor chosim b'chisom moishal koyin god. Hu oilo al ruchachem hoyo lo sihiyah. And that is the Ness which we commemorate, which we remember every year. And when each and every one of us will stand tomorrow night in his home and light that candle. B'kiddusha, b'tahara, b'simcha, b'ahavo. That is the ongoingness of Chanukah in every generation, in every time, in every year. And our challenge is to inspire our children, to instill within them the passion of Yiddishkeit, Ahavas Torah, the love of Torah. Tonight we have come together, an annual Malava Malka. I am happy to hear that this is the biggest gathering you had. I really don't know why. But Baruch Hashem, we're all here together tonight. By a simcha of Kvoida Torah, Simcha Satorah. Many alumni of this magnificent yeshiva. It is our challenge to see to it that our children have this same love of Torah, devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to mitzvahs. There is a medrash in which Reish Lakish, one of the greatest Amiram, says, Kol ha-moitzi divrei Torah, ve'enom arevim al oznei shom'eihem. Anybody that speaks Torah, anybody that gives a shiur, and his words aren't sweet to the ears of his audience, Mutav loy shaloy omron. It would be better if he would keep shut, if he wouldn't say anything. Because Torah must be sweet. The Gemara says twice in Shas, in Bov Metzia Pehei, and Adorim Daf Pei Aleph, when Chazal discuss Churban Habayis, Almo of the Hor. What brought about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and Golus Yisrael? Dovah ze nishal ha-chachomim le-navim, according to the girls of the Bach, le-malachei ha-shoreis ve-lo pirshuho ad shebo HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He said, al-ozvom es-toirofi. And Chazal explained, shaloi Baruch Hu be-toiro t'chilo. And this is quite a perplexing maimer. The Turei Zohar in Semem Mem Zayin, who was one of the greatest poskim, usually doesn't deal with drash. He discusses this sugya and many others. What is the question al Moav Dehoretz? There seems to be a contradiction. Because in Yomid Aftes, the Gemara says that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for Gimel Averes Chamures Shebetoyra. Avaydazore Gilu Yaroyes in Shvichas Damim. So what is the question on Moav the Horetz? And why did Chazal offer in this sugya a totally different explanation? It also seems to be dumbfounding that the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed. Shaloi Baruchu B'Toyra Otchilo. They didn't say Berchas HaToyra. So what? Berchas HaToyra is merely one of the mitzvahs to say. According to the Rambam and many commentators in the Shita of the Rambam, it is not even a mitzvah d'oraisa, but rather a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's not even a biblical precept, not even a mitzvah d'oraisa. Maybe that is why Dov hazeh nishalach hachomem lenaviim velo pirshuho. How do we understand this sugya? There is a sefer, Degel Machne Ephraim. I don't know whether many of you are familiar with the sefer. The Degel Machne Ephraim was a grandson and a Talmud, a disciple of the Baal Shem Tov. And in Parshas Beshalach and Degel Machne Ephraim, he quotes, Shomati Memori Zikeni. I heard from my great teacher, from my great Rebbe and grandfather, that when Chazal say that in the time of Chorban HaBayis, Lo Baruchu B'Toyra Otchilo, they did not say Berachas HaToyra, the Kavona is, they did not say the Brocha of V'Harevno Hashem Elokeinu Es Divrei Toiros Chol Befinu. That is the Brocha they missed. And the Degel Machne Ephraim writes, V'Zepela, it is a Pela. Obviously it is. Because in Berachas HaToyra we have two, maybe three brochas, or might one say two and a half. The first brocha is obviously formulated like Berachas HaMitzvah, Shekidishono B'mitzvoyso V'tzivano, Lasoik B'divrei Toyra. The second brocha, which Chazal describe as Me'ule Shebebrocha, that is the most basic and important of the three brochas, is obviously formulated like Berachas HaShevach, Asher Baruch Abonu Mikol HaOamim. Between the two, there is a somewhat half brocha, a brocha asmucha lechaverto, that has a siyum, but it doesn't have a psiche, which is more of a plea, a bakosha, a tefillah, v'harevno. And the Baal Shem Tov claimed that that was the brocha they missed out. And that is what caused Chorban HaBayis. Let me try to explain what the Baal Shem Tov means. Obviously, as we learn in Yomid Aftes, Chorban HaBayis must be caused by some terrible transgression, not merely a bittul mitzvah saseh. So obviously, as Chazal teach us, Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim, Gilui Arayot, how could that possibly come to be? How could Klal Yisrael deteriorate? How did such a magnificent nation, Bonov shel Elokeinu, Boneim shel Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, how did we fall? How did we fall? How could this happen? How could this possibly come to be that in the midst of Klal Yisrael, Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim, Gilui Arayos, Chazal say, Shaloi Baruchu B'Toyra Otchilo. They did not say, V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu Es Divrei Toyra Oscho B'Finu. That is the only guarantee to the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Mesikus HaToyra, Ahavas Toyra, Simchas Toyra. That is the only guarantee. And whenever Klal Yisrael felt that is no longer important. Whenever Klal Yisrael felt maybe the emphasis should be placed on other ideals and other mitzvahs, maybe there is truly no need for yeshivas, for kollelim, for ahavas Torah, for chedves d'shmaitza, that always brought destruction. That is how it came to be. שחורה ובייס על גמל עבירס חמורי שבצר. When they no longer ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for Mesikas HaTorah והרבנו השם אלוקינו is דברי תורה זכו בפי. We all say Berachas HaTorah every day in the morning. Did it ever occur to you that that brocha is a strange brocha? One of the basic rules in brochas is never do we have one brocha with two different messages, two different themes. Every brocha has one theme. In this somewhat strange brocha, we have two different bakashas. V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu es divrei Torascho befinu, that is, one, we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, He should open our hearts to appreciate the love and beauty of Torah. And again, then we go on with a different request, with another bakasha. V'ni anachnu v'tzetzoeinu. V'tzetzoi, tzetzoeinu, v'tzetzoi, amchu beis yasol, kolonu yoyde shamecho v'lamdei serusecho l'shma. How come this bracha has two different themes, two different requests, two different bakashas? I think they are not two different bakashas. Two that are basically one. Because it is only if we truly feel the love of Torah study, of Amal HaTorah, that we could truly expect our children to follow in our footsteps. It is only when we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu as Divrei Terasku Befinu could we truly expect V'niyeh Anachno V'tzetzuenu V'tzeitzoi amcho v'yisisol kulanu yoidei shemecho v'lomdei serusecho lishmo. And in the days of the Chorban, that was not understood. They no longer appreciated the love of Torah study. No longer appreciated yeshivas, koilalim, amelei Torah, lomdei Torah. And that is how Klal Yisrael fell apart. Ad shechor v'abayis, v'golu Yisrael miyal ad mos. And that is why I am happy to be here tonight, with this wonderful crowd, with this wonderful yeshiva, teaching Torah at its highest level, teaching the love of Torah, the appreciation of Torah, preparing Talmidim to walk out into the world with the Torah of Avraham Yitzchak v'Yankov, with some of the Torah of Shem v'Yevo, and being Mekadesh Shem Shumai. I doubt I have given you much inspiration. I tried my best. Yerotzen, we should all have the tremendous chus to love Torah, to appreciate Torah with a passion, with a burning passion in our hearts. It is then that we will also have the zchus shenia anachnu v'tzetzoeinu, that our children will follow in our footsteps. And this is the tefillah we all have. The last tefillah of David HaMelech, Ne'im Zmirois Yisrael. What was David HaMelech's last tefillah? Kapitel Ayin Beis in Tehillim, Kolu Tefillois David Ben Yishai. And this very special kapitel, this very special perek in Tehillim starts, Elokim, Mishpotecho Lemelech Tein, V'tzidkoscho Leben Melech. Rashi explains, David HaMelech asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishpot is Midas Adin, Tzitkoscho is Midas Arachamim. Midas Adin Tehei Kolo Bi, if you have any more punishment in store, please throw it upon me. V'tzitkoscho Leben Melech. For my son, for my children, please, only Midas Arachamim. And if there's any Midas Adin left in store that we still have to suffer, please give it to me. I think that is a tefillah on the lips of every Jewish father and every Jewish mother. Es amuleinu elu habonim. We live for our children. We live for future generations. We do not live for the pursuit of happiness. That is not in our aseres hadibros. We are here for a mission. We have a mission to accomplish. We have to teach. We have to spread Torah. We have to see to it that our children follow in our footsteps, be yesa says, will be yesa oiz. And I wish all of you, you should all be zeicha to be mekadesh em shemayim, every day and every moment of your lives, and we should all be zeicha to nachas from our children, and yeshivas da'arkei noyem, this very special yeshiva. What bracha could I give to a yeshiva? Harchivi mokam aholech, v'yirioiz mishkenoisayach yatu, אל תחסוכי, הריחי מייסורייך, פייסיידי סייך, חזייקו. We should all be זויכה בקורויב, to חנוכס המסבח, and to see the כהן גדול, מיטב ומדלק אס הנרויז, וביאס מושיח צדקנו במהרו ויומנו אמן.